You are a special agent with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and trained as a crime scene specialist. The date is February 9th, 2011. The time is 7:15 a.m. You arrive at 293 Stone Road and see that the scene is secured with yellow crime scene tape. You meet with Deputy Sheriff Ray Chandler and learn that two victims in the investigation suffered gunshot wounds. The male victim is Steve Campbell. The female victim is Sherry Campbell. He tells you that each victim was shot twice and that Steve Campbell was taken from the scene and died on the way to the hospital. Sherry Campbell was dead in the master bedroom. Chandler tells you EMS personnel entered through the front door and placed Steve Campbell on a stretcher. There are drops of blood in the hallway of the residence leading out the front door and continuing to the front yard. This blood trail was created as Steve Campbell was bleeding while he was carried to the ambulance. The sky is clear and the temperature is 28 degrees. You use your Canon Rebel digital camera to photograph the scene in its entirety. These photographs will be transferred to a DVD at a later time and stored in the rear of the case file. A sketch is completed of the scene, including measurements. The house is a wood frame, single family dwelling with brown wood siding and a shingled roof. It has a partially finished basement. The front door of the house opens to the west, and a screened-in porch with double doors is on the west side of the house. An above-ground swimming pool with a wooden deck is to the northeast of the house. A wood frame barn is to the southwest of the house. An older model white and gray Chevrolet pickup truck, tag number ALK0262, is in the driveway. It appears to be inoperable. There are a blue Ford tractor and a blue Chevrolet Cavalier with Georgia tag 388 AXP parked near the barn. A red Ford Ranger pickup truck with Georgia tag 4672SB is in the front yard. A white Honda Odyssey minivan with Georgia tag 415BRD is in the carport. You search these vehicles and the barn and do not find any evidence. In the carport, there is a door leading into the kitchen. The door contains 9 separate panes of glass. The lower right-hand corner pane of glass closest to the lock is shattered. There is a laundry room located in the northwest corner, directly north of the kitchen. A black purse containing the identification of Sherry Campbell is on the top of the dryer. A dining room is south of the kitchen. You search the dining room and find no evidence. A sunroom is located east of the dining room with the exterior doors closed but unlocked. You search this room and find no evidence. The living room is to the south of the carport. There is no evidence recovered in the living room. There are 2 bedrooms located on the west side of the hallway traveling to the south end of the house. In the first bedroom, you see a pair of men's blue jeans on the bed and a wallet containing the identification of Steve Campbell on the dresser. A bathroom is in the hallway. There was no evidence located in the bathroom. Another bedroom is on the southwest corner of the house. You search this bedroom and find no evidence. The master bedroom is on the southeast corner of the house. A drip trail of blood extends from the southwest corner of this bedroom, out of the bedroom, and down the hallway. You see an orange Old Navy extra large shirt containing blood spatter stains hanging from one of the handles on the chest. There is a pair of men's blue jeans. And a pair of dark-colored men's slippers. On the floor, each containing blood spatter stains. There are blood transfer stains on top of the nightstand. There is a large pool of blood on the bed near a pillow. One of the bedposts appeared to have been shot, and you see wood splinters throughout the bedroom. On the bed, there are numerous BBs from a shotgun shell. You collect 29 BBs from on the bed and the floor, as well as one plastic shotgun wadding. These were seized and appear on property receipt number E532690. The body of Sherry Campbell is lying on the floor just north of the bed. She has red hair and is wearing light-colored pajama-type pants and a white nightshirt. Her right arm is extended, and you see an open wound just above her right wrist, exposing broken bones. There is a large open wound on the left side of her torso. There are blood transfer stains and blood spatter stains on her face. At 11:53 a.m., the body of Sherry Campbell was placed in a dark-colored disaster bag and removed from the scene. By Kevin Roper, the Pickens County coroner. At 12:30 p.m., you finish processing the scene and leave.